How's it going, guys?
Hey, Coach.
All right. I guess I don't really have any statements, so you guys just fire away.
Okay. First, do you have any updates on the injured guys from last night?
Yeah, I mean, really, you had Terrell Brown with, I mean, it's really the same as what it was last night. Corey Sheets tore his Achilles, so that's you know, obviously that's going to be something where, you know, he's going to be, I would assume, done for the year there.
Anything new with Theo's injury at all, or just still neck strain?
Still a neck strain. I mean, you know, he was doing better today. You know, we'll be day by day with that. The good news is with CO is that we ruled out any real serious you know, injury, and so we'll take that day by day and see how he responds.
Coach, are there any further plans for him?
Say that again.
Are there any further tests planned for him, or is it just
no.
Kind of deep rehab process? Okay.
Could Menelik Watson's hip injury be something that drags into the future at all, or is that not of concern?
Well, you know, again, I don't think it's something that's going to be a long-term issue, but, you know, he was back in today. He got treatment today, was doing better today than he was yesterday. We'll see how he is tomorrow as to his availability for practice, but I don't see that as anything that could potentially linger into the regular season. But, you know, obviously I'm not, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I couldn't tell you for certainty.
Considering the caliber of the opponent on offense, after that first series, what did you see from your first team defense?
Well, I saw a group that you know, really has the ability to play pretty good defense. You know, the biggest thing on the first drive was the tackling on the first drive was not up to our standard, and you know, we've got to be better in that regard in that type of situation. And then, you know, for us to go out hold them on three straight drives. You know, I think we held Aaron Rodgers. I believe he was like 9 of 20, you know, as far as completions are concerned. And I think anytime you can do that to a quarterback of that caliber, that says that, you know, you're doing some pretty good things. We gave up a couple too many explosive plays. You know, and like I said, our tackling wasn't good in the, you know, on the first drive. And then you know, the penalties hurt us. You know, we on one scoring drive, they had, you know, they had 30 yards and we gave them 30 yards on unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. And on that particular drive, you know, they ended up scoring on fourth down, you know, on a fourth and three. And then I believe it was the very next drive, they scored again. And again, we had them third and eight on the eight. We stopped them. It's going to be fourth and six on the six. Now, based on their motor operation last night, they probably would have gone for it. So there's no guarantees. But you're going to have them fourth and six on the six, and we get the penalty, keeps the drive alive. And even as it is, you know, we make them. You know, they take three downs to get it in. So I saw some positive things against that offensive football team. They had 51 plays in the first half. That includes the penalty plays. And anytime you give an offense of that caliber that many shots at you, they're going to end up putting some points on the board. So we've got to eliminate those negative plays and eliminate giving, you know, good offense second and third opportunities. And if we do that, I think there were some signs that we could play some pretty good defense.
With the passing game and the first team offense, where are you seeing the problems right now?
Well, you know, I think it'd be a lot easier if you could narrow it down to just one particular area. But there's a lot of areas that we've got to improve on in the and all positions are a factor of that. You know, so it's hard to just isolate it on one particular thing. You know, we've got to make sure we're precise on our routes. We've got to be able to make plays in a contested environment. We've got to be able to do a great job in protection. And then, you know, we've got to be able to make the throws when we have the opportunity to make the throws. So, you know, you could probably put a little bit of the blame, you know, in each individual area, and I think that's what we've got to do as a coaching staff. I think that's what we got to do as players, is we got to own up to our own responsibilities and be able to handle our area and make sure we make the corrections and improve in the areas that we need to.
Are you confident you can get this fixed? You know, you have 2 weeks now before the opener?
Yeah, I'm absolutely confident that we can get this fixed.
When you have so many things cropping up in different areas as opposed to maybe one thing you have to isolate, that must make it more difficult.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you know, I think the biggest thing is there's opportunities for some plays there. And I think, you know, again, you know, it's the third preseason game. We still got 2 weeks before we open up the season, so we still got some time to get some things corrected. But, you know, when we have some opportunities, we got to be able to take advantage of that. And we had some real opportunities in that game that we didn't take advantage of. Some critical drops, you know. You know, we had a couple plays that you know, potentially could have been touchdowns that we weren't able to come up with. And you know, if you're able to do that the first drive of the third quarter, you know, you come out feeling a little bit better about, you know, where you're at. So, you know, that's obviously an area that we've got to work to improve on. That'll be a main focus of what we do over the next couple of weeks, and we'll get better at that.
Andrews, could your first team offense, or at least some of the first team offensive players, play this final game?
Say that again. Well, yeah, I mean, that could be the case. We haven't talked about play time yet. We just finished meeting on the past game, and we'll get more into whether it be this evening or tomorrow, kind of what our, you know, what we'll focus on doing to play the game Thursday night.
Dennis, what is Matt McGloin's performance the last couple of weeks at the end of the game? What does that count for? I mean, considering that, you know, he's going against reserves, guys that may or may not even be on an NFL team, and where does that, how do you weight that kind of performance?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough question because, you know, obviously that's, you know, those aren't the same caliber players that you're seeing early in the game, but yet what you have to do is you have to, you know, you try to evaluate, you know, decision making, timing, accuracy, and ability to create. And, you know, Matt, when he's had an opportunity to go in there, has done some good things. And really, we've always had confidence in Matt McGloin, and I've said this from day one. I like our quarterback room. I think we've got, from top to bottom, I think we've got a very deep quarterback room. So I'm not surprised that Matt's gone in there and performed well when he's had an opportunity. And I think that's why, if ever called upon, I wouldn't have any hesitation about putting him in the game and giving us an opportunity to win.
Was Derek Carr cleared medically to play that game, and it was just your decision not to play him?
That's correct.
And is he, as it stands, still going into the season as you see it now as the number two quarterback?
Yes.
Coach, obviously, you know, people go down throughout the course of a season, but when you have a situation like this, how nice is it that you have Miles Burris able and ready to step in, a guy who's played a lot with the first unit? Castillo is out for an extended period.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good feeling to have some depth, you know, and obviously, you know, Miles got a lot of plays in that game on defense, and you know, I thought there were some things that Miles did really well in the game. There's obviously some things that he's got to continue to work to improve on, but both those guys are NFL linebackers, and you know, how you build a strong football team is you got to build a team that has depth, and because injuries are a part of this game, at some point in the season, you know, these backup players are going to have to be. They're going to have to go in and play, and they're going to be expected to perform like a starter because that's really what their job is. And so it's been good to have Miles back out here this year, fully healthy from the injury, and I think that's a good feeling to have.
Dennis, do you know yet whether DJ will be able to practice this week, or is that still?
I do not know the answer to that.
You expect to see Derek playing against Seattle?
I do, yes.
In regards to the shop, are you concerned at all with what appears to be a lack of arm strength sometimes with some throws?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. So I guess the answer to that question would be no.
DJ Carey's seen a lot of time with the one in that nickel package. How do you think that he's done? He had some good plays yesterday, and he went up against some pretty experienced receivers. How does he look on tape?
Well, again, a little up and down. You know, I thought there were some he's obviously had some good plays throughout this preseason. He's also had some plays where, he gave up some plays. I think you see that a lot of times with a young player. The hope is that he continues to learn from those things and continues to develop and continues to get more confident in himself, because there's no question that he's fully capable of playing in this league, and he's fully capable of playing at a high level. And I think part of that is just developing that confidence in yourself that you can go out and do that. And I think, the more opportunities you get, the better he'll get at that.
You expect Janikowski to kick in the last preseason game, or are you just going to get him ready for
Listen, that's my hope. He's got a right groin strain, or not groin strain, but quad strain, and I didn't want to kick him in the game. I want to try to make sure that he's healthy. If he's healthy enough to kick, you know, I'd like for him to kick in this game, but we'll have to see, you know, where he's at, probably in the next couple of days.
How do you think Thorpe and Carey did last night?
Well, like I said, TJ Carey was a little up and down. I mean, he made some good plays, and then he got, you know, he got beat a couple of times. Obviously, the one play was the fourth down play where he kind of slipped a little bit on the contested throw there to Jordy Nelson. I would have liked to have seen him, you know, be able to make that play. But overall, when you take the everything into consideration, I've been pleased with what I've seen out of TJ Carey. Nico Thorpe, I thought, played very well in the game yesterday. He's a guy that missed a lot of time in training camp with a hamstring injury, but was a guy that we were very high on as we were, you know, beginning to get ready to start playing these preseason games before he got injured. And really, I thought he picked back up where he left off in the game last night. He's a guy that, I really think has an opportunity to help us.
You like the progress Mac made last night?
Yeah, I did. I saw progress from game one to game two, all right, and then game three I saw more progress, and I believe everybody else began to see the progress because it showed up on the stat sheet. And those are all the things that I've been seeing out of Khalil Mack up to this point. And those are all the things that I know that he's capable of doing. He's got an opportunity to be a difference maker type of player. But I think sometimes what happens is, when there's all this hype around a certain player, the expectations become so high, and we're very quick to get down on a guy because not sacking the quarterback on every single play, or he's not, you know, stripping the ball or intercepting the ball on every single play. But, you know, you saw him against a good offense last night, and you saw some of the things that he's capable of doing.